This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I hope your day is starting well, and we want to make it get even better by opening our Bible and seeing what God has to say to us. Do you know that if you choose to live life on your own without God's input into your life, life never works out the way that you expect? God has designed us for a relationship with Him, a healthy relationship with Him. And He wants to develop and build that relationship. And He has made you and me in such a way that there is this restlessness and uneasiness and incompleteness about life without Him. No matter what we achieve, no matter what kind of financial success we arrive at, it's all going to be empty without God in your life. That missing part that you're wondering, what is it that will really meet my needs and satisfy me? That part is God. The fact is, it's not you that needs to be at the center of the universe. It's God. He is the one that everything revolves around. And when you put Him at the center of your life, then He puts the areas of your life in order. Well, that's why we spend time with God each weekday morning at this time on the radio. And we're talking this week about the theme of Jesus' attitude towards failing Christians. And we're looking at Peter's experience. As Jesus told him, Satan's gotten permission to sift you like wheat, but I am praying for you so that your faith will not fail. And Peter says, well, Lord, it doesn't matter what happens, I am ready to go with you to prison or even to death. And Jesus tells him, I say to you, Peter, the cock will not crow today until you've denied three times that you know me. A few verses later, in verse 54 of Luke 22 in the Bible, it says, and having arrested Jesus, they led him away and brought him to the house of the high priest. Peter was following at a distance. And after they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter was sitting among them. And a certain servant girl, seeing him as he sat in the firelight and looking intently at him, said, this man was with him too. You can just imagine the sudden panic rising up in Peter. And he denied it, saying, woman, I do not know him. That's denial number one. A little later, another saw him and said, you are one of them too. Peter said, man, I am not. And about an hour passed, and another man began to insist. So he's going on and on, saying, certainly this man also was with him, for he is a Galilean too. But Peter said, man, I do not know what you are talking about. And if you read the other gospel accounts, you see that Peter called up all his sailors' curses to prove he didn't know Jesus. And it says, and immediately, while he was still speaking, a cock crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had told him, before a cock crows today, you will deny me three times. And he went out and wept bitterly. Well, can you imagine Peter's feelings when Jesus turned and looked at him? Have you ever had a feeling kind of like that, where immediately after you've done what you knew was wrong, you realize what you've done and that you've hurt God's heart and your own heart is grieved? And you notice that was while he viewed his responses to temptation only in terms of how it affected him, that's when Peter walked into sin. He was afraid of what might happen to him, so he denied Jesus. But when Jesus looked at him, it changed his perspective, and he saw what he did as affecting Jesus. And that's when things came into perspective. And his heart was broken. And we need to keep that perspective in the midst of temptation, that my actions affect my Lord Jesus. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.